I work for the Centre for Cities. We're interested in urban areas in the UK, 64 of them that we look at, and we're primarily interested in the economic performance of them and what drives economic performance, particularly good economic performance. And one of the factors that seems to underpin the success of urban areas across the globe, never mind in the UK, is the effectiveness and efficiency of the transport system. So thinking about transport is really important when we think about jobs and growth. That's the obvious point. The second obvious point is, when you think about cities and urban areas, they're complex. Those systems, transport systems, are very complex. And they're complex in at least two ways. One, they're complex because they're having to deal with a whole range of different modes of transport, ranging from walking all the way through to rail and everything else, kind of in between roads and buses and everything else. So there's complexity there across modes, how we get some integration. Secondly, they're complex because if you think about the reach of our city transport systems, they extend beyond any one urban authority. You know, think about where we are now, actually extends far beyond the Milton Keynes boundaries into its neighbouring hinterlands, and actually managing that relationship and engaging in those conversations is quite difficult, so adds complexity. Which both would suggest, at least, that we need some greater forms of coordination in our urban areas outside of London particularly. But, here's the big but, when we think about funding, when we think about policy and we think about institutions, unfortunately many of those things prevent us from getting towards a more integrated system, a more coordinated system outside of London. If you think about funding, some of it comes from CLG, some of it comes from DWP, some of it comes from DfT, all with its own agendas and priorities and restrictions. If you think about policy, CLG thinks about transport quite differently from DfT. One urban area thinks about transport differently from a neighbouring authority. And then you've got these institutions. You've got government departments, government agencies, highways agency, network rail, etc. And then a whole bunch of stuff going on the ground. Two-tier districts and counties, urban authorities, local enterprise partnerships, all in this space. So unfortunately, a lot of that stuff doesn't help us when we think about integration. So we've been doing some thinking around what might begin to try and help us move towards a greater and more coordinated transport system, particularly outside of London in our urban areas. And here's four thoughts for you around doing this. So the first thing is, if you think about where we have the most integrated system, it's London. And I'd argue then we have the best public transport system, in part because of that degree of integration. So the first point would be, let's begin to roll out to our other big cities, Greater Manchester, Greater Leeds, Greater Bristol, Greater Birmingham, some of those TfL-style powers. So powers across the different modes of transport, the ability to interlink with the strategic planning process in London as well. So begin to give some of our bigger cities more control over their transport system, like we have in London. It's quite perverse that we don't have that. It's just it's partly status quo. There's no kind of design around that. Secondly would be, even in London, but certainly outside of London, the major form of public transport, mass movement of people, is the bus system. And yet it's highly deregulated outside of London, which prevents us from getting a more coordinated approach, making sure that commercial and subsidised routes have a better relationship where we're covering across geographical areas. And so thinking about giving our localities much more control of their buses than they've currently got is an important second thought. My third thought, more contentious in local areas possibly than in national, is actually a greater use of user fees and local revenues to pay for some of the transport that's required. So this is about congestion charging, this is about parking fees varying in response to demand, this is about road pricing, beginning to introduce some of these mechanisms back into our cities where essentially very few of them have any of this in any meaningful way, both to control and manage supply and demand, but also to provide revenue streams to further invest in transport improvements in different places. And then the fourth one would be, much of the money for transport in different cities comes from the government, and actually much of it is short term, annual in many respects, five-year indicative, but not much control over them. So we need to extend a longer-term horizon in terms of how different places are funded, and they need to be given greater control to deal with some of those highly restricted nature of some of that investment that comes into different places. You should spend it on X, you shouldn't spend it on Y, and you should do that between the hours of 8 and 9. You know, that's sort of getting rid of some of those controls. So those would be my four thoughts on moving towards a more integrated and coordinated city transport systems outside of London and in different places. And the reason why it matters, in a sense, practical matters, because a lot of talk about smart ticketing systems and all of that. If you don't do any of this, you can't do that. You know, you go and talk to Manchester, negotiating with 66 different bus companies about trying to get just a ticket that actually you can get on more than one bus. Absolute nightmare. Go and talk to Mersey Rail about the time and effort they've had to invest in just trying to get a partial integrated ticketing system. So if you want to do these kind of things, which are all everybody talks about, you have to get into the fundamentals about how it's funded, how it's organised, how it's regulated, and how it's managed. So if we want those things, then we need to deal with those things. Reflection. Sir, at the back.
Chris Baker.